You're listening to SBS News.
Ini kemarin kena perlukan terus.
This West Papuan student is talking through the injuries he says he received at the hands of Indonesian military forces.
Di belakang ini kena balok besar.
He says he was shot with a rubber bullet, struck on the front of the head with a rifle, and on the back with a plank of wood. He claims he was also kicked in the back and the ribs and choked. He's one of the lucky ones. More than 30 people died during Monday's outbreak of violence. Funerals have been held and a silent protest paid tribute to 17-year-old victim Hermanus Rezeriak and 23-year-old Yeri Murub, both allegedly shot dead. So too was 26-year-old IT student Ketron Kagoya and Alice Elkano, also 26 and about to begin an IT degree. The riots erupted when Indonesian security forces confronted hundreds of high school students protesting on the streets of Wamena and Jayapura. The Wamena demonstrations were sparked by allegations a teacher had racially abused a student. During the clashes, protesters torched a number of government buildings, shops and homes, and Indonesian police chief Tito Karnavian claims most lives were lost in the fires.
21 of them were migrant communities from outside Papua. They died from stab wounds and were burnt inside their own houses that were set fire by the mob.
But Damien Kingsbury, a professor of international politics at Deakin University, says the authorities are not telling the full story.
There's clear evidence that the Indonesian security forces have used live ammunition. There's extensive recordings of the gunfire itself, automatic weapons fire, and numerous photos and videos of people with what are quite clearly gunshot wounds.
There are reports more than 700 were arrested, but information is hard to verify because of the ongoing internet restrictions. Camilla Webb-Gannon, coordinator of the West Papua Project at the University of Wollongong, says it's an attempt to stop West Papuans from highlighting what's going on.
West Papuans have been using social media and been using it quite effectively to release videos of torture, to release videos of Indonesian security forces firing on their peaceful protests to show dead bodies. The world is now seeing this for the first time.
The fight for independence in West Papua dates back almost 60 years. Benny Wender, the exiled leader of the movement for independence, says the latest violence is the worst in decades.
This is really shocking, as a human level, are shocking, because this is some of their students, high school students in Wamena, high school, they are kids.
He's urging Australia to take action. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the government is very concerned about the reports of violence.
We have indicated consistently that we urge absolute restraint from both sides in actions that are happening on the ground there.
The Australian government has never expressed support for West Papua. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.